Hey everybody, welcome back on the bus. Today's episode is a bit of a different episode. Today we got a quick one for you. We got Mark Lemaski on the podcast. Mark and I attended Syracuse University together back in the day, and last week at the Syracuse UConn basketball game in Madison Square Garden, Mark got selected to shoot the half-court shot sponsored by Boar's Head and sunk it. No practice, one for one, buckets. Swish. So without further ado, the bus presents to you, Mark Lemaski. Okay. You've probably been chased down by the paparazzi. Girls, guys, everyone just at your door wanted to know everything was about that shot. How many interviews have you had so far?
This is actually going to be about interview number 5 for me. So it's been quite the whirlwind.
Who have you spoke to? Any big names? Any big presses?
Well, a bunch of people from Syracuse.com, ESPN had reached out to do a couple stories. I had hopped on a couple of New York Knicks radio shows. Obviously, the shot was at Madison Square Garden, so that was certainly a draw for them. So I was able to talk about the experience with those guys.
Walk us through the experience. You head out to the garden one day, and what happens?
Yeah, so well, first off, I just want to thank you guys again for having me on the show. Big fan of the show. But anyways, it was about last week now. I went to the Syracuse Orange versus UConn Huskies basketball game at Madison Square Garden. And the whole story kind of started actually a week earlier, where I attended the Barclays Center for another Syracuse game playing South Carolina. And I had a close friend be picked to go out during halftime to do like a free throw shooting contest. And he is not a big basketball player. And I was always thinking to myself, you know, I'm a basketball guy. I play basketball a bunch. I feel like always the people they pick for those type of shots, the half court shots, the layups, the free throw contests, are never people that have ever picked up basketball in their life. So anyways, fast forward a week later, I'm at the Syracuse game at the Garden. And I was online to buy some food and drinks with friends. And I saw a table stand with a bunch of people in black t-shirts that had Boar's Head written on it, screaming out, sign up for the half-court shot, you can be picked, put your seat number down, put your phone number down, and maybe you'll have an opportunity to shoot a half-court shot at halftime. So I went over with friends, I signed up, put my phone number down, seat number down, and went back to my seat, was enjoying some food and drink at my seat, what was an abysmal first half by both teams on Syracuse and UConn. Both teams were shooting under 30% or something like that. And anyways, I got a text message on my phone from a random number saying, congratulations, you've been selected to take the half-court shot. And I look at my friends left and right. I said, all right, who's the one that's screwing with me that just made up a number and texted me? And they're like, no, we're not messing with you. And a couple minutes later, a guy wearing a Boar's Head t-shirt came down and said, come with me. You're going to go down to the court and take this half-court shot. So that's kind of the story of how I was selected. Now I can fast forward to being on the court and what that's like.
This your first time on the Madison Square Garden court?
I grew up in New York. I grew up a diehard New York Knicks fan. My family's been season ticket holders since 1985, the year that the New York Knicks drafted Patrick Ewing. I wasn't born until 90, but I practically grew up in Madison Square Garden, attending so many different Knicks games, and college basketball games, and concerts and events. So I just knew the magnitude and history about the Garden. I had never stepped on the Garden floor, so the answer is no to your question. So all of a sudden, I go down there, a lot of people have asked me, did I take any practice shots or anything like that? And the answer is no. I had asked for a basketball just so I can get a feel for a ball while I'm waiting on the sideline. So I was able to kind of flip a ball around and kind of did what, you know, we all did when we were little kids back and laying in our bed. We would kind of, you know, flip the wrist, throw a ball up in the air. Like, that's all I was practicing. Before I knew it, I was walking on the Madison Square Garden floor to a crowd. They announced my name to come take out the half-court shot. And I went out there. I lined up. My whole body kind of went really, really numb. I didn't really understand what was happening. But, you know, I lined up and, locked eyes with the rim. And before I knew it, I saw the ball going in the hoop, and I won $5,000.
Fucking nuts, man. Fucking nuts. What did it feel like to have the roles reversed, to not be watching the game, but, you know, being a part of the game and being the main factor for everybody's entertainment value, even though it's just halftime? Everybody with their eyes on you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's been crazy. I mean, I just feel like I've been the consumer. I've been the fan for 20 years, you know, always cheering and And all of a sudden, you know, I was that guy in the court. I had there, I think there was like 16,000 people in the audience. It was a packed garden. And all of a sudden, it's just me standing in the middle of the court with this entire Madison Square Garden, all eyes on me, which is a pretty crazy, surreal feeling. And for me, obviously, I said I grew up a Knicks fan. I kind of took that moment. I looked around. I looked up into the rafters with all the different jerseys, retired, Patrick Ewing, Walt Frazier, to name a few. Just knowing how much history has been on that court, to all of a sudden have that feeling, it was surreal, and it was pretty mesmerizing. You know, just having all these flashbacks of being there as a kid, and all of a sudden now, you know, I'm on the court. The one thing I do have to say about the Garden is, you may remember from being a former Syracuse basketball player, is the way that the Garden's set up, the actual stands and the crowd are very dark. The lighting is very dark around the stands. The lighting on the court is extremely bright, and so when you walk out on the court, you can hardly even see the stands. It's almost set up as a full stage and a full performance that you're actually doing. So just kind of be standing there, the spotlight right on me, it was just a crazy, crazy moment.
Must have been great to hit at a Syracuse game, or would it have been better if you hit it at a Knicks game?
You know, I had that question asked a few times, and, you know, I love the fact of just being at a Syracuse game because, you know, Syracuse is obviously where I went for undergrad for college. And, you know, when you attend Syracuse events, it's a very family-like atmosphere. You see so many friends and family and people you had classes with and former teachers and just so many different connections of when you attend a college game, that my answer to that would probably be I would have preferred being at a Syracuse game. You know, of course, I'm a big Knicks fan, and, you know, having Knicks Nation and Knicks fans would have been, equally as cool a moment. But, you know, just kind of knowing people in the crowd and having that family-like atmosphere, you know, everyone's rooting for the same goal for a Syracuse win. I really enjoyed being around Cuse Nation for that one.
What was crazy was the way I heard about it, because I had been working at the time. And I remember a few parents of the team I just finished coaching were like, oh, Syracuse is playing UConn tonight. It's on ESPN. And like, okay, yeah, I wish I could catch the game. It's going to be a great game, obviously. Big rivalry, big matchup. And then it's in New York City. I don't think anything of it. I go check my phone in between lessons, and I think I got one from you. I got a message from an ex-girlfriend. I'm getting a message from these people, that people. Like, who is this guy? I swear you've introduced me to him before. I'm like, that's my buddy. That's Lomo right there. He hit the game-winning shot. What was your phone like immediately after, and is there still a buzz around everything that's happened since then?
Yeah, so that's been the crazy part. So when I went out there, I had my iPhone in my pocket, and before I went out to go take that shot, I had said to a friend, I said, if I hit that half-court shot, I'm going to run over to Jay Billis and give Jay Billis a high-five or a hug. Jay Billis from ESPN was calling the game that night. So all of a sudden, I hit that shot, and you kind of see me in the video look around for a second. I'm trying to find Jay Billis. I have no idea where Jay Billis is. So I kind of turn around again, and I see Otto the Orange, and I knew I had to do something cool. I remember, you know, a few years ago, in a Miami Heat basketball game, a fan hit a half-court shot, and you saw LeBron James kind of run out there.
Yeah,
so that was always cool, and that kind of image was in my head. Unfortunately, Carmelo Anthony wasn't at the game that night, so I had no one to come run out on the court and hug me. So I ran over to Otto the Orange, and I gave him a big hug, and you kind of see me in the video again, kind of look around. I'm like, where's Billis? Where's Billis? And I didn't know what to do, so I walked over to the crowd and started high-fiving people. One of the guys I high-fived, it's kind of been a viral picture since, was Syracuse football head coach Dino Babers. And you kind of see me pointing at him because I was just in shock that he was there and he was kind of giving me a high-five. But meanwhile, while I'm high-fiving all these people and giving the hug, this is all on ESPN. I didn't really know it was going to be on live television at that moment, but in my pocket is my cell phone, which was vibrating like absolute crazy. So I'm kind of thinking in my head, like, oh my God, I hope I'm not acting like a fool right now on national television. But my phone was literally nonstop vibrating. When I hit the shot, I eventually celebrated, and I had to go to the center court. You know, I was presented with a check for $5,000. After, I had to go sign some forms, and I finally took my cell phone out, and I think I had over 150 text messages, emails, calls, tweets, everything you can name it. And it's died down a little bit, but each day I'm still getting some people reaching out and saying how unbelievable that was.
It's crazy. How did you find out you were on ESPN?
So, well, I knew the game was going to be on ESPN, but, you know, this was like during a timeout, so, you know, I never really think that they were going to show this on television. it wasn't until I, you know, I had a bunch of text messages being like, you were just shown on TV and shown on TV and blah, blah, blah. But then, so I was on TV, and then all of a sudden I got another message from a friend saying, you need to look at the Sports Center Instagram right now. And I went onto the Sports Center Instagram where you see all a bunch of videos of Steph Curry and, you know, Derek Jeter and just all the, like, the big name athletes. And then all of a sudden you see a video of me, hitting the half court shot, and Sports Center made it there on Instagram and did a hashtag SC top 10. So I said, oh my God, am I going to be on top 10? I stayed up that night to watch Sports Center, and they did a clip of me, and, you know, that's been a dream come true. I never in a million years thought I'd be on Sports Center, but I didn't get a top 10, but nonetheless, being on Sports Center was certainly a top 10 moment of my life.
So besides, like, interviews, you know, money, I'm sure you just, women are just throwing themselves upon you. Like, how's that been going since?
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying my 15 minutes of fame, if you'll call it that. You know, it's everywhere I go. You know, in fact, the day after I had hit the shot, the morning after, I was on the subway riding into work, and someone on the subway came over to me saying, you look very familiar. Were you on SportsCenter last night? And, oh my God, it's actually happening to me. You know, so, you know, wherever I go, anytime I see people, friends, it's the first thing they say, like, I cannot believe that happened. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So, you know, it's been really, really fun to be on this side of things. You know, I was playing it all in my head that, you know, I could have been on SportsCenter for some terrible reasons if I was celebrating and tripped and fell or something like that. But, you know, I didn't. And, you know, I got on for all the right reasons. So it's been a very fun ride.
Yeah, you got me beat now, man. All I got is the N1 three-pointer in the corner, but I think half court trumps that right there.
You know, it's funny, Brandon, when I remember you were playing for Syracuse and you had that, I think it was a layup, the Andy Routin's pass to Brandon Reese layup in Madison Square Garden.
My
for
first
St.
bucket
John's.
There, yeah.
I remember sending you a text saying you beat me to my my lifelong dream of scoring a basket in Madison Square Garden. When I was a kid growing up, my dream was to be a New York Knicks basketball player, and you know, look, that dream didn't pan out too well, but I took a little different route to scoring a basket on the Madison Square Garden court, so that was fun.
Yeah, and you get to leave one for one. Who else gets to say that?
Yeah, exactly. Shooting 100% on the garden floor, so that was certainly fun.
Now, besides that 5K, does, like, Boar's Head send you, like, free pastrami or some cow tongue, you know, just, like, or some, was it, fathead?
The spicy chicken version, yeah.
Are they just sending you free food products as well, or do you get a year's supply?
You know, I wish. I haven't heard from Boar's Head yet. You know, I did get the check in the mail a couple of days later, but I haven't heard from Boar's Head. I thought I would maybe get a little shout-out from them, or they put me on their Instagram account, but I thought I was going to get some free turkey or some free meat for life, considering I was wearing a Boar's Head t-shirt, which made it to Sports Center, so I got them some pretty good PR. But, you know, they've been fantastic to me. They've been great for just giving me that opportunity to be out there on the court, and, you know, a very quick turnaround on the payment. So it's been fun. But, no, I can't say I'm getting free deli meats for life.
So what'd you do with the money? Now, no food. Where'd you put the money towards?
Yeah, so, you know, right when it happened, I called family and friends. You know, that was the number one question. So what do you do with the money? And I actually decided a large portion of the money is going to be going to charity. You know, it is December. It is the holiday season. So I was trying to give back in some way. So I actually decided on an organization last night that I'll be donating money to. It's called the Heard the World Foundation, and basically it's a foundation that raises awareness and resources for, you know, kind of underprivileged kids, and actually gets them involved in music, buys them instruments, and gets them involved in a music sense to kids who just, you know, can't afford music lessons or don't have the means to get musical equipment. So I thought this was a cool way of using the money.
Yeah, you should definitely, you already did, but next time you do it, check out givewill.org. It rates charities, whether they're worthy charities or not. So, but no, that's awesome, man. Your dreams came true, and in turn, you're making someone else's dreams come true. Power to you for that one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was given this opportunity, and, you know, I had my moment on the garden floor and, you know, loved every bit of it, and I wanted to pay back in some way, and you know, just it being the holiday season, it only felt right to use a large portion of that to people in need.
Any calls from any minor league farm squads, just like looking for half court shooters?
You know, I'm waiting for the call from Coach Boeheim still. You know, the team, you know, they're looking okay this year. I think they're off to a 6-3 start, I think it is now. A couple bad losses. Obviously, they ended up losing that game to UConn. They lost to South Carolina and at Wisconsin. Big one coming up this weekend versus Georgetown, a little old school rivalry.
Yeah, that's Saturday. I wanted to go to that game.
Yeah, which I remember way back when you were a little freshman at Syracuse, you got your name called out there to go run point guard for Syracuse.
Oh yeah, remember? On the road game in Georgetown, first game.
Yep. But no calls from any teams yet. I did get a nice shout out from the Syracuse football head coach Dino Babers, congratulating me on the shot. Of course, as I mentioned, he was involved in the celebration. He was one of the guys I gave a hug, high five to. But if you know any coaches that are looking for some half-court shooters, I can send you over my resume.
I'll call my old agent, Galad Berkowitz. Tell him
someone. Galad gave me a very nice shout-out as well. And actually, shout-out to Galad, who recently just became one of the newest attorneys in the beautiful city of Baltimore, Maryland.
Who is this?
This is Mr. Galad Berkowitz. He recently passed the bar examination and became an attorney just a couple of days ago. So shout-out to Galad if you're listening.
I'll have to reach out to him and congratulate him as well. Well, Mr. Lemaski, it was a pleasure, dude. Thank you for coming on the bus. Where's some places people can follow you, find you, or even get some information on the charity you sent your money towards?
Yeah, no, definitely. You can follow me on Twitter at Mark Lemaski. You know, I posted some cool pictures about the whole half-court shot experience. And the Heard the World Foundation, it can be found on liveoar.com. There's a whole way to, you know, donate money and find out a little more information about the website. So, you know, it's a wonderful organization. Happy to play a very small part in it, but, you know, anything can go a long way. So, but, you know, thank you guys for having me on the show. Big fan of the show. Love what you guys are doing. And looking forward to hearing some more episodes and hopefully maybe getting back on another show for another good reason.
Sounds good, dude. Yeah. Have a great, great weekend, and let's go Cuse this weekend.
Yes, let's go Cuse. Take care, guys.
Big thanks from Mark for taking the time to come on the show. You can find Mark on Facebook and Instagram at Mark Lemaski. That's MarkLomasky. Everyone else, make sure you check out the website, onthebuspodcast.com, where you can find all of our sponsors and affiliates, Amazon.com portal, do all your shopping there. GopherCase, Onnit.com, and Organifi. Use promo code BUSDRIVER, and for GopherCase, promo code ONTHEBUS. If this is the first episode you're listening to, get on the website again, On The Bus Podcast, and check out previous and past episodes. You have all the links and sources to find them, from Google Play to iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean. Like the podcast? Subscribe, or even write a review. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next week. And yeah, Georgetown, you still suck.
This is the moment for those who...